Social workers in Sheboygan County discovered in 1999 that a mother who was addicted to drugs and alcohol wasn't giving her 1.5-year-old son adequate care. The baby went to a foster home. Eventually, the mother's case ended up in court, where a judge and jury decided the mother's parental rights should be terminated so the child could be put up for adoption. But another judge later decided the woman deserved more time to prove she could take care of her child. The judge noted the woman had enrolled in a treatment program and seemed perhaps to be turning her life around. The woman's lawyer is Ron Sonderhaus.
The judge concluded that most of the reasoning behind the jury's decision, or most of the evidence that came in, concerned the mother while she was in jail, not necessarily what she had done when she was actually with her child. And the judge decided that the real test of her unfitness was going to be when she got out, which was happening momentarily. I believe she was going to be released within a week or so of the actual court hearing.
Sheboygan County lawyers could not be reached for comment, but the county is arguing that the law requires judges to make all parental rights decisions based on what's in the child's best interest. In this case, the Supreme Court is expected to clarify Wisconsin's law on when children should be permanently taken from allegedly unfit parents and when the parents' rights should be maintained. Benson Gardner, Wisconsin Public Radio.